And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toys of the week. And let me tell you, there have been a lot of new toys. And we're probably going to get to a point where we have to start doubling up because there's so many. But at the same time, there's going to run out eventually if we don't. So I'm making a list of everything we should talk about. Because the Transformers Titans Return line is here, and that's what I'm the most excited about. Just because it's so neat and weird and similar to things I never had as a kid. This week I want to start small with the Titan Masters assortments. We have Waves 1 and 2. I believe we have both in stock right now, and I also believe I haven't heard a single report of these showing up at any stores yet. So if you want them, get them from us. We have free shipping at $79. We also have the Leader Wave 1 case in stock at press time. Who knows when you hear this. We had Voyager, and we've received Deluxe and Legends. Not enough to fill 100% of back orders, but these things are coming through and we're getting more every day with more on the way. So check those back order listings. But Titan Masters are the small entry-level price point. If you like little things, they're really good. If you like micro things, they're fantastic. Because each set is about $5. We charge $20 for four. And Wave 1 has Terrible, Nightbeat, Crash Bash, and Loudmouth. Wave 2 has Brawn, Apeface, Skytread, and Clobber. And I've got all these on my desk in front of me, and I'm sorting them now so I can easily go through them with you rather than be confused. The little robots are about 1.5 inches tall. They can stand, they can sit, you can move their arms, you can move their legs. And when you transform them, they become a small head. And the head can plug into Deluxe, Voyager, and Leader-class Transformers. They can also plug into little pegs on almost all of the Transformers coming out this year, including the Titan Master vehicles. And they can also sit in certain slots, like on last year's Combiner Wars Buzzsaw. There's these little slots in there, and they're designed to fit these little tabs on the back of their ankles. So there's a lot of interaction. And certain vehicles will be tooled this year in the Legends class that actually have seating for the robot when it's in vehicle mode. So they don't serve as a head, but just as a pilot. And if you get like Blur or Sentinel Prime, there are places for the figures to pilot the vehicle. So there's a lot of cross-pollination this year. If you buy one toy, it's a pretty nice package, but if you buy two toys, you can cross-pollinate and use some as play sets and vehicles and accessories and change up the looks of your figures. It's pretty neat. So let's get started with these. Nightbeat is an update of the classic Nightbeat. The original toy had sort of an open mouth and no glasses on, no visor. And the new head sculpt looks like that. The expression is unlike anything you've ever seen in Transformers. It's a weird-looking Nightbeat. And the one a couple of years ago for Thrilling 30 had the glasses and the gun ears and all that stuff. So this is an alternative to that. If you're a customizer, you can probably swap them out. If you're not, you don't have to. It has a cool vehicle mode that is a drill tank that if you flip it around the nose cone, fold down wings from the tread, you basically can go from drill tank to jet. And it's a nifty vehicle, and what's really cool is it matches the Deluxe Blur figure pretty much perfectly. So if you swap the heads, it looks like it belongs there. And you can do that. That's the whole point of the line. So as a weapon, it works pretty well, too. It's a drill weapon. I had some problems getting the head to plug into the drill weapon mode. Maybe you'll fare better than I did. You can do it. It just requires more force than one would normally expect. Just know that yours isn't broken if that's what it does. But he plugs into other bodies just fine. You can use an accessory just fine. It's still a perfectly nice vehicle. The other Autobot in this set is Loudmouth. Loudmouth is an homage slash update of Siren. So the head mode of the little robot is Siren. And when you unfold it, it looks kind of like the original Siren toy. It's mostly red and gray. There's some blue on the head mode. Siren comes with a little land speeder hovercraft vehicle. It's real nice. If you transform it, it becomes a tank, and the tank can become a handheld gun. It takes a couple of steps. I've been futzing with this one for a couple of weeks, and it's really cool. It pilots just fine. Everything fits together nicely. I don't want to say it's best in breed just because one of the Decepticons is so cool, but it's still very good. And as the Autobots in Wave 1 go, that's my favorite. Terrible and Crash Bash are both amazing. Terrible turns into Horrible for the little robot head, so if you might recognize the original Headmaster's toy, and that's really cool. the vehicle is a tank that turns into a plane, and the plane looks good, and the tank looks good. And the weapon mode uses some of the plane parts to sort of come off as like a 5-barrel cannon handheld device of some sort. It's really cool. And it plugs in perfectly. Everything fits great. The most creative toy, I would argue in both waves, is Crash Bash. Crash Bash is a little dragon that turns into a little T-Rex, and the head turns into the crab-like Squeeze Play from the original Generation 1. You don't even remember Squeeze Play. That's how obscure Squeeze Play is. It was called Cancer in Japan, which makes sense for a variety of reasons and is funny for completely inappropriate reasons. In Dragon Mode, the figure can ride on a little platform on the Dragon Mode's back. And in T-Rex Mode, it all folds together really well, and it's really clever because the little tiny 1.5-inch robot, his arms become the T-Rex arms, the little tiny T-Rex arms, and his legs becomes a, worth to note, non-articulated jaw for the T-Rex mode, so it all integrates really nicely, and it looks like it was meant to be that way, which is exactly what you want. It's a fantastic little toy. If you don't buy them from us, for one thing, screw you, for another thing, buy them from us, because we have them in stock right now, and you can actually have them in the next few days. But you gotta get this one. If you ever have a Not Mint individual one, you gotta get this one. You have to get Crash Bash. Or you can get Clobber, because Clobber uses the same vehicle mode and basically the same robot mode. The whole idea is that Clobber is Grimlock. It's colored kind of like the Dinobot. It's a dark gray and kind of a gold color. The head is clearly Grimlock. It's one of the best Grimlock head sculpts out of Hasbro or Takara for years. Very nice. And you can pop it onto any body. Same exact transformation, same exact gimmicks. It's basically the same exact toy. Do you need both? Maybe you don't. I do. Because they're great. They're really cool, and you need something to populate the bases provided by Fortress Maximus, Blaster, and Power Master Optimus Prime. Let me tell you, they're all great. Joining this figure in the wave is another redeco slash retool with Skytread. It's the same as Terrible, except it's more of in Flywheels color, so it's brown and red. The head mode turns into Flywheels, and pilots the same way, transforms the same way, looks really great. Still 1.5 inches tall. Doesn't have as much deco in robot mode as Terrible, so keep that in mind. But there's a lot more paint on the vehicle modes, so each one offers something a little different. The colors are completely different, and because of the head, it's a new toy. You have to get one. It's really nice. And I think that the Skytread head sculpt, which looks as good as, if not better, than the original Flywheels. It takes a little inspiration from the IDW comic books. It's great. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It's got a red visor, great brown helmet, silver face with just a hint of a smirk and a very pronounced chin. It's a strong design. I wish it had a perfectly matching body, but maybe that's coming later, because Titans are going to last for at least a year, maybe two. We'll see. Two new guys in this wave, Apeface and Brawn. Apeface changes from Gorilla to Jet, just like the original Apeface. It's great. It reminds me a lot of old Zoids, because it's got a gorilla with little wings on his arms. It's quick and easy to make it into a Jet. I mean, I just did it in the time of that one sentence, and now I changed it back. It's only three little things you have to do. And to make it into a weapon, you just fold the arms forward, fold down the nose cone, fold out the little peg, and you're done. The head looks just like the original Apeface, except the eyes are black instead of silver, giving it some more distinctive separation. It looks kind of like Optimus Prime or Star Convoy. It plugs into whatever figure you want to plug it into. Looks great. Plugs into the gun mode just fine. And in Gorilla mode, the little Apeface robot rides on his back, like a little kid riding on the back of a parent or something. It's very cute. You'll like it. I would say this is my second favorite in the entire wave. Rounding out wave two, we don't know what Wave 3 is. I assume we'll see it at San Diego Comic-Con in a few weeks. But rounding out Wave 2 is Brawn. Brawn has received relatively few toys in the last few years. In the United States in particular, we saw him as a Legends-class figure way back in early 2009. And there's probably another figure named Brawn I'm just blanking on, but it's just not super common. This one pays tribute to the original Minibot toy in that it's small, green, and yellow. And it reminds you of the Jeep, but it's clearly not a Jeep because it has triangular tread vehicle wheels that I don't even know what I could really point to looking similar, but it does have sort of a Jeep-like grille on the front and the windshield and headlights, and the fact that it's kind of opens a little different than the original. But it's similar enough where you know it's Braun. I mean, you'll look at the colors and shape, and you're like, yeah, it's Braun. To make it into a weapon, you pop out the peg, it slides right down, and you move the front two wheels out, and it makes a couple double barrel thing, and you can hold it, and it shoots things. Bang, bang. You know, I'm holding it right now. It's cool. And if you want it into its other vehicle mode, you just fold out all the wheels, and you get kind of a gun hover bike thing going on. And it looks nice. I mean, there's not much paint on it other than the Autobot symbols, but it's colorful, and the figure plugs in and looks like he's riding a bike. It's great. The little tiny Braun figure is super cool. Obviously, not every figure will work for everyone for every reason, but the head mode is the best, probably. Head mode in the Wave. I might have said that about somebody else. Okay, so maybe it's the second best. They're really nice. The head is painted. It's got gray plastic helmet, silver metallic face, blue eyes, and he is frowning. He is not happy, and he looks like Braun. It is Braun. It'll make you mad you don't have a full-size body for Braun. That's how good it is. You're like, man, they're doing some amazing work right now. They really are. And the figure is largely unpainted in his robot mode form, and the body looks vaguely like Braun, which is exactly what you want. It's good. I mean, the peg, you got to be careful getting it into weapon mode if you want someone to hold it, just because the peg will go back up into the body if you apply too much pressure to it, so you kind of have to hold it down while you have the guy grip it. So it's cool. It's great. It's the first really cheap price point for Generations Transformers in quite some time, and I think you'll enjoy them all. If you want to collect them all, so far there are 8, and all 8 will set you back about $39.98, subject to change at entertainmentearth.com. Legally required to say that. I don't plan on changing it. I don't see them at any stores yet. I don't know when stores are going to get them, so I highly recommend ordering them from us. And when you do, be sure to pick up the Transformers Generations Leader Wave 1 for Titans Return. Get them all together. Have them all shipped to you for free in one big box. Don't wait. Just get them all right now, because those are lots of fun. I have played with Power Master, Optimus Prime, and Blaster. They're right here, actually. The base mode for Blaster will knock your socks off. Power Master, Optimus Prime is a fairly complicated toy, but both modes are great, and you're going to have a lot of fun messing with them. Just a little fun thing, if you are on the fence about getting the Titan Masters, you shouldn't be, because if you want Optimus Prime to have red eyes instead of blue, you have that option. The original toy did, and if you pop in Siren's head or Clobber's head, it will give him the red eyes that you so crave, and the helmet covers the whole head, so you don't see any other parts of the head in that mode. So it's customizing without having to paint. There are opportunities with this line above and beyond what we've seen before. Obviously, you can make a combiner out of anything, but now you can change heads. You can change colors of eyes. What's next? I don't even know. But I'm having a lot of fun with these right now. Been futzing with them every day. I got them all on my desk. At any given time, there's at least 5 of them on my desk, and I'm just I'm entertained. I'm highly entertained by these things that are meant for small children. So get some, won't you? Transformers Titans Return toys are in stock and available for pre-order at Entertainment Earth today. There will be more in the very near future. I'm not at liberty to discuss when that exact date is, but please keep checking our website again and again. And while you're at it, we still have some Combiner Wars items in stock. You can finish up your collection while you still can. And I heartily recommend taking advantage of our free shipping offers, because why not? Why pay shipping? Just get it from us. Don't worry about going to the stores. It's hot out. You won't find anything. Trust me, I go looking for stuff just to see what's out there, because I'm in the business. And things come and go in a day or two. If a new case of figures shows up at a retail store, it might disappear overnight. Maybe your comic store, your local comic store, ordered some more, and you should check with them too. And there's a lot of outlets to go looking at. But Entertainment Earth, I'm just saying, we got things in stock. Really no excuse for you not having them in a couple of days or weeks, or depending on what kind of shipping you decide to select. So thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope you enjoy your Robots in Disguise as much as I do. I will see you guys next time, and maybe in San Diego at Comic-Con. So have a nice weekend, stay cool, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.